And we turn now to those watching the royal wedding on television here in the U.S., part of Viewing Party Nation, the hordes of people gathering in living rooms and elsewhere who are up early for a virtual seat at the wedding.
My name is Cindy Lytle, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. Yes, and my husband is upstairs sound asleep, and we'll wake up at his regular time, not early, to watch all the festivities.
Cindy Lytle got up extra early to talk with us, even though she plans to tape the event and watch with 10 friends later this morning. She decorated for William and Kate's big event last night.
Oh, gosh, I have no clue what her colors are, but I have a lot of pink and purple tulle all over. And I have balloons outside on the lamppost. I have some British flags in pitchers of flowers, just garden flowers. And of course, I have the wedding cake on the table. And I made some headgear for everybody. It's sort of like a bridesmaid's veil with some tulle and some little sparkles on a headband held together with some little flowers. And so if the ladies don't wear their own hats, they're welcome to wear a bridesmaid's veil and to be part of the wedding.
Cindy Lytle says she cooked some of her food last night and hopes to have the rest of it done this morning.
The porridge is right now in the oven. I have a recipe for, it says it's baked oatmeal, but today it's porridge. A friend is bringing some scones. We have some clotted cream and, of course, some tomatoes, because somewhere I read that the Brits sometimes eat tomatoes for breakfast. I don't know if that's authentic or not, but we'll go for it.
Cindy Lytle in Columbus, Ohio, and the British and others who are in London are wrapping up their last-minute details. Those, of course, who aren't watching on the parade route or standing outside of Westminster Abbey. William and Kate's wedding is scheduled to begin in about an hour. You can read about the nuptials at our website. NPR's Linda Holmes is blogging about the day's highlights. That's at npr.org.